There's a very unusual trup, or musical note, that's found only four times in the entire Torah, and one of those times is in our Parsha of Tzav. The musical note is called a shalshelet. It looks like a squiggly line, and when the Baal Kore reads the word, he says it like this. And here in our Parsha, it's speaking about Moshe, who slaughters the ram of inauguration, and he sanctifies Aaron and his children as Kohanim. He places the blood on Aaron's right ear, his right thumb, and right big toe, representing thought and action. And the question is, what's the significance about this word Vayishchat, about Moshe slaughtering the animal, that makes it deserving of this shalshelet, of this unusual musical note when the Baal Kore reads that word Vayishchat? The three other times that the shalshelet appears are all in Bereshit. The first one is by Lod and his family, when it says Vayitmama, that they were lingering until the malachim, the angels, dragged them out of the city. The second time is when Avram's servant, rabbis teach us it's Eliezer, who's devising the test for the future wife of Yitzchak. And the third time is when it's Yosef in Mitzrayim, who refuses the advances of Mrs. Potiphar, and it says Vayima Ein. And so if you think about those three times, every shalshelet represents a major dilemma. And the musical note of symbolizes the person wavering this way and that way, and is not sure what to do. Lot and his family, they don't know whether to stay or to leave. Eliezer, he doesn't know whether to fulfill the wishes of his master, or perhaps he was hoping that Yitzchak would be for his daughter, as the rabbis teach us. And so there was a dilemma there, and it was a struggle. And by Yosef as well. Right, he's struggling as to whether to give in to the temptation or not, and of course he makes the right decision in the end. But this all teaches us that the idea of the shalshelet is that it represents a dilemma or a struggle. And if that's the case, it leads us to our question, which is, what was the struggle of Moshe here in our Parsha? What was the hesitation? God instructs Moshe to sanctify Aaron, to begin his service as the Kohen Gadol. This is the moment when the sanctity of the kahuna begins. So what was the struggle for Moshe? Why is there a shalshelet over the word Vayishchat when he's slaughtering the animal to sanctify Aaron? Was Moshe jealous? Can it be that Moshe Rabbeinu was reluctant to transfer power to Aaron because he felt that he himself was deserving of this role? Maybe a sibling rivalry at play again? It's possible. Moshe was a human being after all, and maybe he felt he was deserving, which would explain the shalshelet. He was wavering. It was a struggle. But we know Moshe wasn't just a human being. He was the humblest man who ever lived, as the Torah says. Moshe was a leader with an already extensive portfolio of responsibilities, to say the least. And so how do we understand this shalshelet? Perhaps we can suggest a different idea, which is that Moshe was the teacher of the Jewish people, including Aaron and his sons. And perhaps the shalshelet signifies the struggle, the dilemma, is that Moshe was unsure. He was unsure whether he had prepared Aaron sufficiently for the role. Did Aaron have the ability? Did he have the talents? Did he have the experience to become the Kohen Gadol? And Moshe had this dilemma as the teacher of Israel, as the teacher of Aaron, of his brother. Did Moshe transmit the Torah Shebichtav and the Torah Shebapeh, the written law and the oral law about how to serve as a Kohen, to Aaron and his family? And that was the struggle. That was the dilemma. And I believe that we too, like Moshe Rabbeinu, can feel that sense of a shalshelet, that sense of doubt. If a person is blessed, if you're blessed with children or with grandchildren, and so any parent or a teacher or a role model, everyone's a role model. But when we think about transmitting the legacy to the next generation, which is such an awesome responsibility, and we have that shalshelet, where a parent can ask himself or herself, am I doing enough to prepare my children, to prepare the next generation to carry forward that legacy? We nurture them, care for them, instill values, but then we want them to become independent and make their own mark, to give of themselves for Am Yisrael. And so that's the shalshelet in our parsha, really speaks to that dilemma that every parent or teacher has, which is, are we preparing them with the knowledge and desire to remain committed, to be committed to Judaism, to be committed to the community, to be committed to Israel, and to make the world a better place? And the answer is that even though there's a shalshelet And how do we respond to that shalshelet? We wonder what type of commitment the next generation will have. But with that shalshelet, which the Torah validates, and the sense of doubt, and the sense of questioning, and are we doing enough? And Moshe Rabbeinu himself was wondering, am I doing enough to teach Aaron? But if we give of ourselves to Israel and the community, if we model that commitment ourselves, if we express our gratitude to our chayalim, who give of themselves for Am Yisrael, putting their lives on the line, if we continue to daven, if we model it ourselves, then even though you have that question, but we can be confident, if we model it ourselves, that we'll be able to prepare the next generation sufficiently, and they will be able to carry the torch forward. Shabbat Shalom.